There was no fat-line transmitter on Hyperion in those days. Nor did the spinship HS Faro City have FTL-COM capability. So the first Saul and Saray heard of their daughter's accident was when the Hegemony Consulate on Parvati fat-lined the college that Rachel had been injured, that she was stable but unconscious, and that she was being transferred from Parvati to the web world of Renaissance Vector via medical torch ship. The trip would take a little over 10 days ship time with a 5-month time debt. Those 5 months were agony for Saul and his wife, and by the time the medical ship put in at the Renaissance Farcaster Nexus, they had imagined the worst 1,000 times. It had been 8 years since they had last seen Rachel. The med center in Da Vinci was a floating tower sustained by direct broadcast power. The view over the Como Sea was breathtaking, but neither Saul nor Saray had time for it as they went from level to level in search of their daughter. Dr. Singh and Emilio Arendez met them in the hub of intensive care. Introductions were rushed. "Rachel?" asked Saray. "Asleep," said Dr. Singh. She was a tall woman, aristocratic, but with kind eyes. "As far as we can tell, Rachel has suffered no physical, injury. But she has been unconscious now for some 17 standard weeks, her time. Only in the past 10 days have her brainwaves registered deep sleep rather than coma." "I don't understand," said Saul. "Was there an accident at the site? A concussion?" "Something happened," said Emilio Arendez. "But we're not sure what. Rachel was in one of the artifacts, alone. Her comlog and other instruments recorded nothing out of the ordinary, but there was a surge in a phenomenon there known as anti-entropic fields." "The time tides," said Saul. "We know about them. Go on." Arendez nodded and opened his hands as if molding air. "There was a field surge, more like a tsunami than a tide. The Sphinx, the artifact Rachel was in, was totally inundated. I mean, there was no physical damage, but Rachel was unconscious when we found her." He turned to Dr. Singh for help. "Your daughter was in a coma," said the doctor. "It was not possible to put her into cryogenic fugue in that condition." "So she came through quantum leap without fugue?" demanded Saul. He had read about the psychological damage to travelers who had experienced the Hawking effect directly. "No, no," soothed Singh. "She was unconscious in a way which shielded her quite as well as fugue state." "Is she hurt?" demanded Saray. "We don't know," said Singh. "All life signs have returned to near normal. Brainwave activity is nearing a conscious state. The problem is that her body appears to have absorbed, that is, the anti-entropic field appears to have contaminated her." Saul rubbed his forehead. "Like radiation sickness?" Dr. Singh hesitated. "Not precisely. This case is quite unprecedented. Specialists in aging diseases are due in this afternoon from Tau Ceti Center, Lussis, and Metaxas." Saul met the woman's gaze. "Doctor, are you saying that Rachel contracted some aging disease on Hyperion?" He paused a second to search his memory. "Something like Methuselah syndrome or early Alzheimer's disease?" "No," said Singh. "In fact, your daughter's illness has no name. The medics here are calling it Merlin's sickness. You see, your daughter is aging at a normal rate, but as far as we can tell, she is aging backward." Saray pulled away from the group and stared at Singh as if the doctor were insane. "I want to see my daughter," she said quietly but very firmly. "I want to see Rachel now." Rachel awakened less than 40 hours after Saul and Saray arrived. Within minutes, She was sitting up in bed, talking even while the medics and technicians bustled around her.
"Mom, Dad, what are you doing here?"
Before either could answer, she looked around her and blinked.
"Wait a minute. Where's here? Are we in Keats?"
Her mother took her hand. "We're in a hospital in Da Vinci, dear, on Renaissance Vector." Rachel's eyes widened, almost comically.
"Renaissance? We're in the web?"
She looked around her in total bewilderment. "Rachel, what is the last thing you remember?" asked Dr. Singh. The young woman looked uncomprehendingly at the medic.
"The last thing I remember going to sleep next to Emilio after..."
She glanced at her parents and touched her cheeks with the tips of her fingers.
"Emilio! The others, are they?"
"Everyone on the expedition is all right," soothed Dr. Singh. "You had a slight accident. About 17 weeks have passed. You're back in the web, safe. Everyone in your party is all right."
17 weeks?
Under the fading remnant of her tan, Rachel went very pale. Saul took her hand. "How do you feel, kiddo?" The return pressure on his fingers was heartbreakingly weak.
"I don't know, Daddy," she managed. "Tired, dizzy, confused."
Saray sat on the bed and put her arms around her. "It's all right, baby. Everything's going to be all right." Emilio entered the room, unshaven, his hair rumpled from the nap he had been taking in the outer lounge.
"Rach?"
Rachel looked at him from the safety of her mother's arm.
"Hi," she said, almost shyly. "I'm back."